Now, what's it like being at the cutting edge of medical research? And when we hear about breakthroughs, who's doing that work? Well, on Julian's People today, it's welcome back to Dr. Simon Colster from Botley, who works at University College London on research into diseases such as Alzheimer's and CJD. And you may have heard Simon as he's done our daily thoughts on previous occasions as well. Welcome back, Simon.
Yeah, good morning, Julian.
How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. I think it's been almost a year now that I've been contributing to this and sort of been battling to try and get funding for my own projects and been telling you about the ups and downs of all the different strategies I'm trying in different places I'm applying to for funding. And this month, the thing that has changed and is different is I'm going about trying to set up new collaborations with different labs around the country. And so I've spent a good couple of weeks up at the Cancer Research Institute in Cambridge. And in return for helping me with some of my experiments, I'm helping them with some of theirs. So I'm now working on a type of breast cancer as well as all those other diseases.
My goodness, you've been busy. And it is about partnership at the moment, isn't it? Because money's so tight that you have to go out there and basically, you know, link up with other people.
Absolutely. I was talking to a relatively senior professor the other day who was telling me that the current funding situation is about the tightest that he's ever had in his career. And for younger people trying to get on the ladder and to establish their own research projects and their own labs, it's a really tough time at the moment. And in fact, I have many contemporaries who are moving abroad, but I'm just going to try and stick it out a bit longer and see what comes through.
And this is interesting. Is it because fundraising is struggling, or is it because grants from government bodies is struggling? I mean, where's the pinch point on this?
Well, it's one of these things that although the government has ring-fenced research funding, because of things like inflation and rising costs, in real terms, there's actually a decrease in funding. Also, because I work in the university sector, the academic sector, there's quite a few question marks over where the funding is going to come from in the next couple of years. So, as you know, there's all these things about tuition fees, and people aren't really sure how that's going to pan out. So a lot of universities and a lot of the management of universities are being very careful in what they commit funding to until they know how much money we actually have in the future. So it's a bit of a sort of wait and see type situation, and so this is why I'm just trying to keep things ticking along with the hope that maybe when tuition fees come in there might actually be more funding available, which of course puts me in a slightly awkward situation because I know that as a father in the future I'm going to have to pay or help my son pay a lot of money towards tuition fees.
Yeah.
But realistically that's the only option in terms of the current academic setup to be able to have enough funding.
And then, Simon, final thought for this time round is that I gather you're kind of thinking maybe you want to move on to talk about the other passion in your life, which is philosophy and ethics and things like that. Is that true?
Yes, I have a little sort of side hobby in the sort of ethics of science and research. And as you know, I have quite a long commute up to London, so I've sort of been spending the time to did a degree with the Open University in philosophy, and I'm now doing a master's degree in research ethics. And I find it really fascinating, this interaction between science and sort of the wider society and, you know, what sort of thing is science? How does science relate to society? How is it important? And how do people perceive it? Which is one of the reasons why I quite enjoy doing these little chats with you, because it's really interesting to see how the press portrays science. So that's sort of a second interest that if I really can't get anywhere with the experimental science over the next couple of years, that's another area that I've got an option to move into.
Do you know, that could be a very interesting big conversation for you and I to have, which is our phone in later on in the show one morning to talk about the ethics and science. So I might put you, I'm just making a little note to self, an aid memoir for a future show, because I think that could be a really interesting subject.
I always feel these interviews are very short because we just about get going and
I bet
it stops, so I would definitely love to do something
like
that.
Shall we do a lot? Well, it's very much a buzz at the moment, and obviously we're not only talking about things like nuclear energy in Japan at the moment, but also Brian Cox walking off with an RTS award last night. So I think a science big conversation one day would be a great idea. Simon, we shall talk maybe sooner rather than later.
Great.
And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Julian.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much to Simon.